the Horn of Africa. This region, including Ethiopia, Sudan, Eritrea, Somalia, and parts of Kenya, is a hotbed of instability, with decreasing precipitation intersecting the multifaceted demographic, environmental, economic, and agricultural crises of pastoralism. Grasslands are overgrazed and destroyed by drought. Tribal, ethnic, and religious strife intensifies as communities struggle for the dwindling supplies of drinking water, arable land, and grassland for the livestock. Israel-Palestine. The ongoing battle between Israel and Arab Palestine is aggravated by a deepening water crisis. The waters of the Jordan River, long disproportionately appropriated by Israel, are being used unsustainably to the point that the Dead Sea, at the terminus of the Jordan River, is disappearing because the diminishing inflow of river water does not replace evaporation from the Dead Sea. Groundwater aquifers are being depleted. The Gaza Strip is among the most water-stressed, high-density settlements on the planet. Because of overuse of the groundwater, Gaza's aquifers are becoming dangerously salty. And through all of this, the Palestinian population is continuing to soar, so pressures on the environment are bound to increase. The Middle East, Pakistan, and Central Asia. The entire band of dry land stretching from the Arabian Peninsula through Iraq and Iran to Pakistan and the steppes of Central Asia is burdened by rising populations and long-term declines in precipitation. The oil-rich principalities are relying increasingly on desalinization, the conversion of seawater into freshwater. This solution is far too expensive for poor states, such as Yemen, and landlocked states, such as Afghanistan. The Indo-Gangetic Plains. India's Green Revolution was based on a powerful combination of high-yield dwarf variety wheat, irrigation, and fertilizer. Smaller, nobler farms, that is, farmers with small farms, irrigated their fields by sinking boreholes to tap the groundwater. Green Revolution technology enabled India to escape from seemingly endless cycles of famine and to break out of the poverty trap. Yet now, a water crisis is intersecting with India's rising population. The 20 million or so boreholes that pump irrigation water to India's farmlands in the Gangetic Valley, up from 10,000 in 1960, are depleting the groundwater aquifers, with declines of the water table from 100 to 150 meters in some places. A similar crisis is affecting the Indus Valley in Pakistan. Water that now flows from glaciers in the Himalayas will cease in a few decades, when those glaciers have completely melted and disappeared. And there is massive water pollution to boot, with only about 10% of wastewater from industrial and municipal uses treated before it is discharged into lakes, rivers, and the sea. There is no immediate solution in sight. The North China Plain. China north of the Yangtze River is dry and getting drier at the same time that groundwater aquifers are being depleted. Too much water is being taken from the Yellow River, which no longer reaches the sea. And as too much water is taken from the underground aquifers, the urban land above those aquifers is actually sinking, causing serious structural damages to homes, commercial buildings, and urban infrastructure. The U.S. Southwest. The semi-arid U.S. Southwest is becoming more arid and has the potential to become a dust bowl within years or decades. The paleoclimate record, as well as large-scale climate models, point robustly to further human-induced drying ahead. Till now, much of the region's rising population has been supported by abstracting river flow, for example, from the Colorado River. Yet the region has reached limits in the amount of water abstraction from the rivers and will have to promote far more crop-per-drop solutions, and perhaps a significant substitution away from agriculture in the coming years. The same problems, with even less ability to respond, occur across the border in northern Mexico. Murray-Darling Basin. This watershed is Australia's largest and the home of the country's agricultural potential. The basin has suffered a 1-in-1,000-year drought from 2003 to 2007, meaning a drought so severe that before man-made climate change intervened, such a drought was likely to occur no more than once in 1,000 years. The ongoing drought is causing a sharp loss of crops and urgent and expensive measures of water conservation. The IPCC highlights the likelihood that global warming will lead to further drying in the basin and in other parts of Australia. This book is continued on Disc 5.